We found him. He's in the house, George Cregan. We found the Ellis Cup as well. Webb Ellis Cup, that is. George, great to see you, mate.
Good to see you again, Slats. Great to see.
We thought you weren't going to get here in time.
Mate, bit of traffic. Can I use that one? Use the old traffic. Use the old traffic. That's it. Sydney traffic. How bad?
Yeah, it can be. Here's the trophy, and they crack off in September. We're looking forward to it.
No, it's exciting, and it's here as part of Emirates have brought the Webb Ellis Cup out to Sydney for a visit for 3 days. It started yesterday, and I think people will be able to get up and close to it. The lawns at the back of MCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art, and also the Rugby Club Sydney today.
Right.
So they'll pose there. I think the MCA is 12 till 2, and then at the Rugby Club Sydney's from 3 till 8. And it's a lot of fun. Took it to the kids yesterday. They had a bit of a run around and got up close and personal. So it's pretty special and will be around and competing in September, October.
George, it's terrific because I know they've been doing it in recent years, Emirates, with the Melbourne Cup trophy as well. It's a tremendous to get to the public. People love to touch it and, you know, they're amazed by the trophy,
gloves,
really.
Mate. You've got to put the glove on. It's like the Melbourne Cup.
They're your personal ones.
But you can only touch it if you've won it, they say. That's the thing. Otherwise, you need the Michael Jackson gloves. That's all part of it. It's right. It builds up. Yeah. It builds up an expectation. Yeah. And people are passionate about sporting events and the Rugby World Cup. September, October is a big sporting event and people are really passionate about getting close to the trophy that everyone's playing for. So it's a great initiative, isn't it?
It is. The Wallabies, can they be holding that thing up?
I think the Wallabies can be holding it up, but I think like any time there's a World Cup around, there's probably six, I reckon, always around six teams particularly, maybe a couple more who'll be there in the mix. The leaders of the pack will be New Zealand, South Africa, I think. England will be tough. They'll be hosting the World Cup and I think they'll get a lot of strength and energy from hosting
home,
that,
and
particularly if they play well. I think Ireland have been really consistent. They've won the Six Nations, and I think Australia will be sort of in the mix as well, just under the radar. I think that's when they play their best.
That's good.
Away from home, under the radar, not too much expectation, but they've got some good players, the Wallaby team.
And George, we should be even stronger now when you think about the new changes brought in by the ARU. So you're going to have your likes of Drew Mitchell and your Matt Kiddo, who have just won the European Championship with Toulon. They're going to be hopefully playing for this trophy as well.
Well, it's great they're potentially in the mix, isn't it? And you know what you're going to get from those players.
Would you pick them?
Yeah, I would have them in the squad over a World Cup campaign because, you know what they have in terms of playing test matches.
Yeah.
They've got World Cup experience and they've actually come off playing in a winning team for the last 3 years. So they get that big game atmosphere, which a World Cup's all about. It's a different pressure, so that experience counts. Mm. But it's great for Michael Checker and the Wallaby selectors to have these quality players available for selection.
Would that have worked for you? Because you went to Toulon, didn't you, for a year, and then you went to Japan for 2 years. Would this have helped you?
He played till he was 50.
You took my line away. He's stealing all my material.
So he was done and dusted when he went. There was no coming back.
I was in the glue factory at the Brumbies. I was part of the knackery at that stage.
But played another three. How good's that?
That was good.
But that's right. You would have more than been available. It's positive.
It's a positive. I think it's progressive too. I think if you look at professional sports, and rugby is pretty young in professional sporting age, I think you have players all around the world playing in strong competitions, which the case is with rugby, and if they're available and they're keen and they want to commit to playing for their country, then it'd be remiss not to have them available. But you still want to focus on what's happening in your own backyard and developing players here in Australia. That's really, really important.
Absolutely, mate. I've got to bring up the Brumbies very quickly. They're going along okay, aren't they? They're sitting at the top there of the Australian Conference.
Yeah, they're sitting at the top, but they'd like to have probably had a bit more space between them and, say, New South Wales and the others. They've just lost a couple of narrow matches against New Zealand teams and obviously just against the Waratahs on the weekend. But it's all ahead of them. It's like the Super Rugby competition. I said it yesterday too. I think, you go to the second last round and there'll probably be about 10 different options and variations on who can get through to those final six positions. So destiny's in their own hands. They go to South Africa. They've got two important games. And New Zealand teams is playing very, very well.
Yep.
And it's good to see that, the Rebels are performing, the Waratahs are performing, and the Brumbies potentially are going to keep performing well. It's good for Australian rugby.
Yeah,
it is. It's going to be massive. And this is the big goal at the end of it, isn't it? The World Cup trophy. The fact that it's being played in Europe, the forwards tend to dominate there, and particularly at international level, George, it tends to be a forward game. I guess, do we have the pigs, to actually mix it with the European sides when we get to the World Cup in Europe?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the competition, everyone says it's a different game. It is. The conditions are different. You have to scrummage differently.
Yeah.
There's a bit more focus on the set piece over in the UK and the conditions. But the grounds should be a bit firmer at that time of the year.
Right.
But World Cup, the ball is in play less, so it becomes more of a, that tactical playing for position, your traditional rugby, which, you know, history shows, like the English the French have done very, very well during World Cups because it suits that game. New Zealand and Australia, well, New Zealand won it last World Cup, but now Australia have performed well away from Australia in World Cups. And the question is just that consistency at set piece and not so much line out. I think we'll have a good line out at scrum time, those critical moments. So if you have a poor scrum, if they have a poor scrum over there and the perception is that the Wallaby team, the Australian team has a poor scrum, then that gets in the head of the officials and you're finding it hard. Yeah. All those 50-50 calls go against you and then all of a sudden you're giving away 3 points. It comes down to that in World Cup. So if they can strengthen that area, maybe change that perception, that's probably the big challenge for Michael Checker and the Wallaby team, just being consistent in that area because we'll score a lot of points. We're probably one of the best attacking teams, the Wallabies, in the world. So scoring points won't be such an issue for the Wallabies. It's just making sure that they can win those big moments that come scrum time.
It's the place to be. You've got the Ashes just before it. So Australia win the Ashes, and then it's got the World Cup.
The World Cup. You can watch Wallabies v England at Twickenham on the Saturday. You can get the Eurorail to Paris for the Arc de Triomphe on the Sunday.
Yes.
Then you can get back to Paris for the Wallabies v Wales.
There you go. You've got it sorted. Are you doing that? Sounds like you're doing that, are you?
There's a chance it could be done.
A little pan of chocolate.
Guess what?
Café Soleil. You worked on your French.
Won't be paying a dime either.
Yeah, of course you won't.
Busy.
Oh, dear.
A tremendous
Pete Harney, I'm giving you a call today, mate.
Now, I've got to ask, you could only pick one, and we saw him last weekend. Michael Hooper, Pocock.
Which game?
Oh, World Cup.
Yeah, World Cup. Depending on the opposition, I'd play them both. I could start.
So
with
you
them
can
both.
Do that because you.
I've said that because we did. Oh, I say we. Phil
Waugh and
did it
George
with Phil
Smith.
And George Smith when you had
did
a jumping
work?
Number eight.
Oh, you yeah, won. Did, you won a World Cup.
Yeah, we got to a final and we won the contest at the breakdown. The breakdown's going to be important in a World Cup. Everyone's talking about the scrum. Yeah, the scrum's an important part, but once a tackle's made and you're playing the ball, like the breakdown's really, really important. If you've got two of the best players or one of the best players on the ball, one of the best players in terms of his running game, it actually could work, whether Michael Checker does that. But I could see them both playing, particularly if you've got a jumping number eight like a Scott Higginbotham who's very good at line-out time. There's all those options. But, no, they're good decisions and good,
yeah, nice
good, good players to have, yeah. Great problems to have because they're both in great form too for Australian rugby and their provincial teams.
It's exciting stuff, mate. We're running out of time. Two things. Golf, how are you hitting them?
Can always hit them better, slats from 100 in.
You're a fantastic golfer. How are the coffee shops?
Coffee shops are great, mate.
Good.
And it's sort of got into food and wine bars now as well, so it's been good.
How many of them out there? Plenty.
Yeah, we've got a few out there now, mate. Got a few out there.
Get
20 plus.
There.
Yeah.
Which is the new one you want to promo?
The new one we want to promo, we always like 161 Castle Ray Street in the city. There we go.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's going all right.
Oh, flying.
All right. Just
absolutely
a reminder that it'll be the West Circular Quay Lawn today, 12 till 2, and also at the Rugby Club from 3 till 8. So there it is, the Webb Ellis Trophy, or Cup, I should say. Great to see you, Georgie. Thanks
good
for coming
you,
in.
Good to see you, George. Good to see you, guys.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll have to get out to the golf course.
We'll have to have a rattle. We'll chase that white ball.
We will. That's it, TK.
That's it. Fantastic. What
it's
a great way to finish.
Smooth as Hessian undies today.
Oh, it's been – what a was a, that start seems a long time ago now. A lifetime ago, and you know what? We get to make all the same mistakes tomorrow morning from 5:30.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, and thanks to George Cregan too.
Thanks, guys.
See you, everyone.